Yeah, good afternoon, dear colleagues. Today, I want to share something with you about the photogrammetry on measuring the real and the real flow characteristics. And my name is Chao Qing. Okay, as we all know, the measuring method of the river flow cannot be fully applied on the overland flow, just because the overland flow has very shallow flow depth, high sediment concentration, and also the channel bed is movable but not stable. So photogrammetry as a new method has now been used to detect the micro changes of landscape. So can we apply the photogrammetry to detecting the real width and depth and real flow width and depth? The answer is absolutely true. We can. So what we need to do this? Very simple. Two cameras, a remote control, two softwares, and also a well-developed real channel. Okay, how can we do this? The method is all very simple. We need to set the cameras properly, then supply inflow, and take the pictures simultaneously every 10 seconds, and then make a comparison with the traditional method, that is, use the steel ruler to detect. Okay, let's come to the results. So in order to get the real and the real flow depth, so we need four steps. The first step is measuring the real depth before and after the runoff. Then calculate the true real flow depth during the inflow. And then measuring the characterized real depth during the inflow. And the fourth step is the most important one. And based on these two hypotheses, and we can calculate the real flow depth. Okay, so what is the width of the real and the real flow? So because these widths are independent from their depth, so we can measure the real and the real flow width just based upon the photos we take. Okay, so after the results, so you may ask, what is the advantages of your measurement? So compared with the manual measurement, the photogrammetry has very high precision and low standard deviation. So real depth and its flow depth obtained by manual measurement were about 5% and 170% higher than those obtained by photogrammetry. So why? That is because when we measure the real depth, we are always overlook the scale, but can never look straight ahead the scale. This is a problem. So compared with the traditional method and 3D laser scanning LiDAR, photogrammetry has speed, resolution, and non-contact advantages. And also it can overcome some disadvantages of the LiDAR, that is the real world shield, and prevent the occurrence of point cloud black hole. So that is my presentation. Thank you for your attention, and welcome to visit my poster. My poster number is 325.
We do have time for some questions.
I have a question, actually. Mm-hmm. So one of the advantages of LiDAR is the relatively large scale over which it can be applied. How does this compare on a scaling factor to applying the same field study? How would you employ it?
Yeah, I think the photogrammetry, we can also use photogrammetry in a very large scale. We can apply this on the UAV, just as the previous presenters said.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.